Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. Now, there's this theory that what you focus on, you bring into your life. Right? And so one of the things I've noticed in my life is this happens. It could be something as simple as shopping for a car. And I remember, you know, about a year and a half ago, I was shopping for a car for my wife. I wanted to get her an Audi A6. And up to that point, you'd see them on the road, but, you know, I didn't see that many of them. But as soon as I started shopping for them, the commercials started to come on TV. I'd see these cars everywhere. They just showed up in my life because I was tuned into it. Well, I would argue that when you look at what's going on in the world with COVID-19 and the coronavirus, what we're doing is we're tuning into this stuff. We're all spending so much time just, you know, worried about it, tracking it moment by moment, finding out what's happening, looking at the death toll and looking at all the horrible things that are happening as a result. And this immersion puts us in fear of what's going on. And so one of the things that's important to do is, as I've said before, is find ways to step away, to separate yourself from what you're doing and to stop focusing on what you do, what you don't want, and to focus on something that you do. And the key is number one, to stay informed. I'm not saying you should go through life with your head in the sand, but stay informed, but not immersed, because immersion puts you in fear, and that's really where it happens. And so it's important that we, number one, find a way to clear our minds, right? Think about the Etch-a-Sketch toys that a lot of us had as children. Right? You think about the two knobs and you're building your creating your picture. But then once it's done, you simply shake the thing and it goes back to being clear again. Right? What can we do for our minds that can have that effect where we get so caught up in all this stuff and all this craziness that's happening, right? Where we get into a funk, right? It happened to me this week, right? Thursday and Friday this week, I got myself into this weird place. I need to get out of it, right? And so I did it. And it was just getting away. It was intense exercise. You know, it was a lot of meditation, but I finally brought myself back. And we have to learn to self-regulate. The other thing you want to do is think about something that you're passionate about that you can pour yourself into. Or even if you're not completely passionate about it, just something you can do that doesn't involve you dealing with or watching, you know, updates on the coronavirus all day. And so think about what you're doing to capitalize on your newfound lifestyle, right? Life in lockdown and what you're doing. And maybe finding that angle to separate yourself in business or at work. And you know, I've been working with a friend of mine who's been really trying to, he's in sales and he's just trying to get ahead. He's with a new company. And what he's doing is he's just finding ways to separate himself. He's more active than anyone else. Right? The guy sent thousands of emails out to clients over the course of the last few weeks. And, you know, when he looks at the other people he's comparing himself to, he's got a couple of thousand out there. And the second one behind him has about 50, right? So when you look at life and you say, oh God, you know, we have to have cutbacks because of what's going on in the economy. You know, who do you think is more likely to be affected by that? The person that's found a way to reinvent themselves and engage with new clients, or the person that hasn't done anything and sent 50 emails out, right? So the point is finding this angle for you, realizing that we're in a different world right now and that your life has changed, but also finding ways that you can really take advantage and capitalize on the changes that you're in. Right? It's understanding that, you know, life is dealt a hand to us that we have to play. And so you can keep pushing back against it. You can be miserable around it and just get immersed by some of the bad things that are happening around you. Or you can find ways to adapt to it. You can find an angle to separate yourself. You can find a new hobby to pour yourself into. But find something that gets you away from this thing. And if it involves physical activity, so much the better. Right, we need to get out. We need to sort of get away from some of this stuff. There is nothing better than getting your heart rate up. I mean, I feel it every morning. If I wake up stressed out, if I can just clear myself my head for 10 or 15 minutes through meditation. And it could be as simple as just like lying on your floor and breathing, right? It's that simple. It doesn't have to be, you know, you have to sit and chant or have a mantra. You could do all those things, but find a simple way to do it. And then I do that followed by exercise, just getting my heart rate up and going. And when I come back after an hour of doing those things, I'm like a new person, you know, regardless of what's going on around me. It helps put things in perspective. So pour yourself into something that you can get passionate about. Find ways to separate yourself and then find that angle, right? What is it that you can do? There are opportunities in this environment. There are people, there are businesses that are making money, that are employees that are thriving. You just have to find the angle that works for you. And once you get there, outwork everybody else around you and really take advantage of the situation that you found for yourself or the niche that you've created for yourself and just start to build it. Just know that the answer is not immersing yourself in some of the horrific things that are happening around the world. Know that you can stay informed, but you don't have to be immersed. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there, they can click on other links to Apple or to Stitcher where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. But for today and for this week, just want you to think about the best way for you to adapt and to thrive in the environment that you're in. First thing you have to do is unplug from what's happening, right? Again, stay informed, but not immersed. And then once you get yourself regulated mentally and you're in a good place, start to find your angle, your niche. What is it that you can do to separate yourself from the competitors around you, from the other people around you? As you begin to pour yourself into this new focus that you have, some of the challenges that you're facing and some of the noise that's around you begins to fall away. Focus on what you can control, let go of what you can't, and just make sure you're taking steps to keep yourself in the right place, both mentally and physically.